This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. Rescue workers searched flood-ravaged parts of Germany and Belgium for survivors on Saturday as the death toll from this week's burst rivers and flash flooding continued to climb. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
The German president visited the scene of some of the worst flooding in the town of Erpstadt near Cologne, where the disaster killed at least 43 people. "We mourn with those that have lost loved ones. Their fate is ripping our hearts apart," he said. These floods are the country's worst natural disaster in more than half a century. Hundreds of people are still missing. Over the past several days, the floods have cut off entire communities from power and communications. In Belgium, the death toll rose to 27 lives, according to the National Crisis Center, which is coordinating the rescue effort. Emergency services in the Netherlands also remained on high alert as overflowing rivers threatened towns and villages throughout the southern province of Limburg.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Experts think that European floods show the need to curb emissions and adapt. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Politicians and weather forecasters have been shocked at the ferocity of the precipitation that caused flash flooding in Western Europe. Scientists can't yet say for sure whether climate change caused the flooding, but they insist it certainly exacerbates the extreme weather that's been on show from the Western US and Canada to Siberia and to Europe's Rhine region. One expert says buildings, outdoor spaces and cities need to be made more resilient to climate change, while an insurance expert says those that don't adapt will risk greater loss of life and damage to property. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Afghan politicians and representatives of the Taliban met in Doha Saturday amid an escalation in fighting that has sent thousands fleeing from their homes. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
On Saturday, negotiators for both sides were meeting in Doha and calling for peace. Two decades of conflict have taken a turn for the worse as US-led international forces withdraw and the Taliban launches offensives around Afghanistan. It's taken districts and border crossings while encircling provincial capitals. The UN estimates 270,000 Afghans have been displaced inside the country since January, bringing the number of people forced from their homes to more than 3.5 million. Negotiators have been meeting in Doha since last September, but they've failed to make substantive progress, with time running out before the foreign troops' full exit by September the 11th.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. Tokyo Olympic organizers have reported the first case of COVID-19 at the athletes' village, further stoking fears of a super-spreader event when the Olympics get underway. Reuters' Gloria So reports.
The organizers confirmed that a visitor from abroad who was involved in organizing the games had tested positive during a routine test on Friday. The person's nationality was not revealed due to privacy concerns. It's the first case found in the athletes' village, where a majority of the 11,000 competitors will be staying. So far, more than 40 people involved in the games, including both domestic and foreign nationals, have tested positive. This year's games are being held mostly without spectators under tight quarantine rules. A new Ipsos poll this week showed 78% of Japanese asked don't want the games to go ahead. As new coronavirus infections surge, the medical system is strained, and only around 20% of the population is fully vaccinated.
That's Reuters' Gloria So. Gunmen abducted at least 60 people in northwestern Nigeria after riding motorbikes into five villages and firing sporadically into the air, a police official and several residents said Saturday. The latest kidnapping took place in Zamfara State overnight, according to regional police spokesman Mohammed Shehu, who added that investigations into the incident are ongoing. Four residents told the Reuters news agency that armed men had attacked villages in the Shinkafi area, causing panic and abducting at least 60 villagers before escaping into the nearby forest. Nigeria is battling an increase in armed robberies and kidnappings for ransom, mainly in northwestern areas where thinly stretched security forces often fail to stop the abductions. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.